Okay, coming back with part two. So just based on that, an interesting halacha, the Be'er Halacha says that on Shabbos, when we have shalosh se'udos, we have, you know, extra food, we also have to offer our animals food before every single one of the shalosh se'udos. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman, though, argues and says that doesn't make an inshmir Shabbos kehilchos, so he says it doesn't make sense. Do the animals, are they expecting more food because it's Shabbos? We have a chiv to eat more on Shabbos. We don't have to feed them extra just because we have to eat, like I said before. The chiv is only to feed them at their normal expected times of eating. Whenever that is, you got to feed them first. But anything additional that we're eating, like an extra meal on Shabbos, we wouldn't have to feed them before we eat ourselves. Okay, next, two more points here. Number one, the Prima Gadim says that this halacha only applies to the actual owner of the animals, the homeowner. He or she is the one who cannot eat before feeding the animals. However, for everyone else in the household, your children, certainly your guests or anyone like that, they're all allowed to eat before you feed your animals, so you would be allowed to give them food. You just can't eat yourself before going to feed your animals. Finally, what about drinking? Does this halacha apply to drinking as well or only eating? The Magen Avraham brings a very interesting proof that it does not apply to drinking. The Magen Avraham says, we see this from the story of Rivka Eliezer in the Gemalim. When Eliezer goes to find a wife for Yitzchak, and he chances upon Rivka, who treats him with tremendous kindness and offers him and his camels water. So the Torah is very clear. First, she gives water to Eliezer and only then to the camels. How can Eliezer drink before he gives his camels, who he's, even though they're Avram's, he's responsible for them at this point. So he should make sure that they're drinking before him. You see from here, says the Magen Avraham, that the halacha doesn't apply to drinking, only to eating. All right, some Mefarshim point out that that's not a good raya because the reason Eliezer drank first was because they're all drinking from the same water in this case, from the cistern here. So it would be disgusting for the, or even dangerous maybe, for the camels to drink first and him to drink second. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham thinks it's a good raya. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it as a raya. And therefore, if a person wakes up early in the morning and want to have a cup of coffee or tea before they feed their animals, it would not be a violation of this halacha. So in summary, it is a real halacha. It's not a myth. Likely not a din d'oraisa, only a din d'rabbanan or a minhag tova. That being said, a couple of the parameters we pointed out. Number one, this applies to all your pets, not just your cats and dogs, even your lizards, even your fish and birds. Number two, lamaisa, it's only going to apply at a time that the animals are expecting to eat based on their normal schedule of eating. Other than that, you can just eat without offering them food first. It applies only to the owner of the pets themselves, not to the children or the guests in the house. Everyone else can eat before. And finally, based on the Magen Avraham, it only applies to eating, not to drinking. So with that in mind, I wish you and all of your pets a good Shabbos.